Plagueis was seated atop one of the smaller shipping containers when the hatch began to cycle. Fully awake since the Wobegon's jump to hyperspace, he had set still for the various scans the crew had run, and now lowered the hood of the lightweight and bloodied robe. When the hatch slid to, he found himself confronted by the ship's Togruta female captain, along with a muscular male Zabrak, a mottled Klaatuinian as tall as a normal Mune, an Aqualish of the two-eyed variety, and a scarlet-hued, scaly-skinned Kalish, whose face resembled those of the bats Plagueis had consumed on Baal Demnik, and who was emitting an oleo of potent pheromones. All five carried blasters, but only the Klaatuinian's was primed for fire and leveled at Plagueis.
"You're not listed on the shipping manifest, stranger," Captain La said as she stepped into the bay, breath clouds emerging with the words.
Plagueis spread his hands in an innocent gesture.
"I confess to being a stowaway, Captain."
La approached guardedly, motioning to the open container a few meters away.
"How did you survive in there?"
Plagueis mimicked the wave of her hand.
"Those sea creatures make a comfortable bed."
The Zabrak surged forward, his stippled cranium furrowed in anger.
"Those creatures are how we make our living, Mune. And right now they're not worth a carking credit."
Plagueis locked eyes with him.
"I apologize for spoiling some of your cargo."
"The coolant," La said more harshly. "How did you survive that?"
"We Munes have three hearts,"
Plagueis said, crossing one leg over the other.
"Two of them are under voluntary control, so I was able to keep my blood circulating and my body temperature close to normal."
Standing by the open container, the Quarra said,
"Speaking of blood, you're leaking some."
Plagueis saw that some of the sea creatures were coated with congealed blood.
"The result of an unfortunate accident, but thank you for noticing."
La shifted her gaze from the container to Plagueis.
"We have a medical droid. I'll have it take a look at your injury."
"That's very kind of you, Captain."
"You're a long way from the Braxent run," the Kalish said. "And probably the last species we'd expect to find stowing away in a cargo container."
Plagueis nodded in agreement.
"I can well imagine."
"Kanir's spaceport has passenger flights to Bimisari," the Zabrak added. "You couldn't wait, or you're out of credits."
"To be honest, I wish to avoid the common spaceways."
La and the Zabrak traded dubious looks.
"Are you a fugitive?" she asked. "Wanted?"
Plagueis shook his head.
"I do, however, value my privacy."
"Well, you might,"
the Quarra said.
"But you have to admit,"
he motioned to the bloody sea creatures,
"this undermines your credibility, Sam. What brought you to Baal Demnik, Mune?"
the Klaatuinian asked before Plagueis could speak.
"I'm not at liberty to divulge the nature of my activities."
"Banking clan investments,"
the Klaatuinian said with a sneer.
"Or lawyering? That's all the Munes do, Captain."
La appraised Plagueis.
"Is he right?"
Plagueis shrugged.
"Not all of us are bankers or lawyers. No more than all Togrutas are pacifists."
"Be better for you if you were a financial wizard,"
the Zabrak said,
"to avoid being jettisoned from our ship."